Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9 o'clock on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number, 713-780-3776.
Happy 245th birthday to the Marines. Semper Fi, do or die. Shout out to my dad, who is a Marine. Shout out to all you Marines who are listening right now. They're the devil dogs, right? Marines. I think Marines are devil dogs.
The devil? I don't know that. I've never
I think
heard
that's
that.
The name. Yeah. You are definitely born again hard. Greatest half movie in history has to be... Half movie.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. Second half, that's all right.
Not so good.
The first half, phenomenal.
Same with Once Upon a Time in America. Do you remember that?
Oh, the older one, not Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, Once Upon a Time in America. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, same with that.
The first, when they were kids, learning to be gangsters, that was awesome.
Then I'm trying to think, there's got to be a lot more movies like that that kind of lose their steam after the first half of the movie. I mean, a little. No, I can't say that about Blood In, Blood Out. It stays. Miklo, the transition of Miklo in his character arc, still, man, it's well worth watching.
Maybe Once Upon a Time in America lost steam because it was 3 hours and 49 minutes long.
It's long. Yeah,
it's long.
It's long. It's hard to keep your momentum that long. It is. Blood In, Blood Out's about 3 hours.
Falcons wave Tack McKinley.
What? This guy comes in dropping F-bombs in 2017. This is the perfect meme of how it started, how it's going.
Yeah.
He's cut. He literally came in telling everyone he was going to do this, that, and the other. And then all he's been is an enormous pain in the ass, who's been an unproductive player for the most part in Atlanta. And then he went out and blasted his team because he wanted to get traded. They supposedly tried to get a fourth for him, and they couldn't get a fourth. No one would give him a fourth. And then he was such a pain in the ass that they just cut him.
Around. They would have gotten a second.
I know. So they cut Tack McKinley, and I don't know, maybe Tack McKinley may be a Texan. I mean, they need pass rush.
Right? Then why are they getting Tack McKinley?
I mean, because it's as good as they have. He's probably better than Jonathan Greenard. He's a former first.
Why not?
Let me ask you.
Why not?
Let me ask you this question. What round was Vernon Hargraves drafted in?
First.
What round was Garyon Conley drafted in?
First.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a defensive player that we could use. A former first that's washed out on his own team.
Mm-hmm. 17 and a half sacks in
what round was
49 games.
Hasheem Thabeet drafted in.
First. Grab him.
What round was who are all the players?
Johnny Flynn
drafted.
Yeah. Ben McLemore.
First. Ben actually plays.
He actually did.
Although I don't know now what's going to happen.
So Vance McDonald has tested positive. Ben is Ben Roethlisberger's got to test negative now a few times, right, to play on Sunday?
Yeah, he's considered a close contact. Vince Williams, Jalen Samuels, and someone named Gerald Hawkins all go on the COVID list for the Steelers, and they have to test out before they're going to be available for Sunday. We saw that with Matt Stafford. He tested out. He was available to play.
Yeah.
They have to do the same.
They're going to have to. So, Vance McDonald, you Rice fan. He's been in the league. They got a couple. Wilson and McDonald.
Yeah, and Rice did not play, by the way. They get La Tech this week.
Yep.
Coming off
victory. I like them against La Tech.
On the road in Ruston, I believe is where they are.
Uh-huh. But I like them. They're playing some pretty good football over there so far. Yeah. They're playing some pretty good football. He's got it going on. He's doing a nice job.
Yeah, really good job.
Yeah.
You guys, by the way, as far as we know, have they canceled Major League Baseball free agency? Is that canceled?
It's canceled.
So that is canceled. Yeah. Okay. So all the players stay still. Okay, good. Can't wait to have George next year. I'm assuming it's canceled.
No, it's not canceled so much as it is no one's doing anything.
Hmm.
Yeah. I heard Fred and AJ going through Major League Baseball free agents, and I couldn't agree more. Down the way down the list is Andrelton Simmons. And Fred was talking to him, and I was riding with a buddy, and I was like, Andrelton Simmons is a good ball player. I mean, I wouldn't mind to have that, but you don't need him because he's a shortstop. They've got they got George Springer third. They got best top free agent is Trevor Bauer, according to this list. And JT Realmuto ahead of George Springer. I don't know about that. Marcell Ozuna is up there. That's the dude. That dude really likes the showboat now.
Made you think that when he took a selfie of himself when he rounded third base, when he dabbed into left field, when he dabbed at the left fielder, or when he did the Deion high step between first and second, all on the same home run. It was like something out of a movie. It was like a fake Leslie Nielsen. Yes. By the way, Charlie Morton. So apparently there have been some signings. For example, Robbie Ray, your boy Robbie Ray. Oh. He has signed a 1-year, $8 million deal with Toronto.
Wow, that's a waste of $8
million. A deal that
Although
should
he
help
was
other
really
free
good
agent
for
pitchers,
a year or
such
so.
As Morton, Mike Minor, and James Paxton and others. If Robbie Ray is worth $8 million coming off the season he had, Morton should get considerably more, said one National League executive. According to Mark Feinsand of MLB.com, Trevor Bauer is the top pitcher in the free agent market, but he may not be the only one drawing the most interest. According to sources, eight to ten teams have already expressed a level of interest in Charlie Morton. After the Rays declined his $15 million option, Morton turns 37 and is believed to be seeking a 1-year contract with a possible
Bring him
option
back.
For 22. A return to the Rays appears to be Morton's first choice, although industry insiders believe Tampa is unlikely to offer more than $10 million. But if Robbie Ray got 8, I mean, I don't see how Charlie could get less than 12. And that's only because Morton was 2-2 with a 4.74 in 9 starts last season, missing 3 weeks with right shoulder inflammation. That's a concern.
Would you take Jock Peterson?
I'd have to consider him, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to see. How did he do last year? There was at one point I thought he was a real up-and-coming star, and I don't know that that's necessarily panned out, but yeah.
They're talking about $9 million a year. I mean, that's not...
Oh, I would... let me just take a look at how he did this year. Oh, yeah. He did hit 190. He hit 190 this year with an OPS of 681, so that's pretty sweet.
That's not exactly what you were hoping for. That'll get you $9 million.
Yeah, in baseball these days it will.
Mm-hmm.
Postseason, I'm going to look at regular season. Let's see. Jock Peterson. So in 2017 when the Astros saw him.
Ooh, this has the Brad Hand coming to the Astros. 2 years, $14 million.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. They've been wanting him for a while. You know, Jock Peterson had 36 homers and only 74 RBIs, but 36 homers, he's a high strikeout guy.
But he also, well, how many at-bats?
I mean, 111 strikeouts and 450 at-bats a year before, 36 home runs in 2019. In 20, he had 121 at-bats, 34 strikeouts. I mean, he's going to punch out more than once every 4 at-bats. And, man, he just was lousy. I mean, John... His batting average? Holy crap. No. Nope. We can't do Jock Peterson.
No.
It's just not. His batting average during his career, you ready for this? And I'll get to OPS. 143, 210, 246, 212, 248, 249, 190. His highest batting average is 249. His highest OPS is 876. And he's been over 800 three times. So he does have some pop. I would consider Jock Peterson. Just know you're going to strike out. And just know he's a real feast or famine guy because his on-base percentage numbers are not great. Now, as far as Hand, I'm all in on Hand. That's got to happen.
Yeah.
And there's your closer.
That's what he is. That's what you get. I mean, you do have to bolster that bullpen. No one. I saw another article.
Where are you seeing that? They saying it's likely, or what are you seeing?
Oh, no, it's just predictions. Predictions. Okay. Of where guys will land. They've got Springer landing with the White Sox. I don't see a there's some Mets in here, but not a whole lot. Brad Hand, 2 years, $14 million.
Red Sox puts them close to home.
Brad Hand, 2 years, $14 million? Yeah, okay. I'm in on Brad Hand, 2 years, $14 million. Like you said, you would have liked to have him a while ago. But you know what? You'll take him when you get him.
Hey, what does this mean? Two African-Americans named Rookies of the Year, Devin Williams and Kyle Lewis. It's a little unusual, Major mm-hmm. League Baseball. It's a good sign, mm-hmm. I think, for Major League Baseball in terms of diversifying.
Kyle Lewis was unanimous, and it wasn't even going
to
be close.
I just think the game, and I'm not saying you have to have a quota of black players. I just think it's better when the very best talents you have
mm-hmm.
are where more people are considering baseball. I think it's good for baseball. Baseball is not in a great place right now. With young people in general, I think it's good when you want to have guys considering baseball that maybe you weren't getting from a historical standpoint 20, 25 years ago. I think that's a good thing. So that's worth keeping an eye on to see how the numbers maybe change over the next few years. You know, I don't see a lot of, even looking on the best spots for free agents here on MLB. Are you looking at ESPN or MLB?
Oh, I don't know what I'm on here. It's got Chris Archer, 50th. Chris Archer, 50th, 1 year, $4 million.
Boy, how has he fallen off the map?
Oh, unbelievable. And, oh, by the way, do you know what they gave up for Chris Archer?
What did they give up for him?
They gave up, I'm pretty sure, that Randy Arozarena was in that deal.
I've got the deals right here.
See what the
traded by Tampa to the Pirates for for a player to be named later. Oh my God, Tyler Glasnow.
Oh yeah, it was Glasnow.
And Austin Meadows.
Oh okay, that's right. It was Glasnow. No, who was it that get who? How did Arozarena get there? Whoever it is, during the playoffs, the guy who traded him away said, "I immediately regret this decision." Randy Arozarena traded. Unbelievable.
Well, that's like when Yordan was traded.
Yeah.
And they even said, we thought it was a different Yordan. Like, whoa.
Oops.
One, two, three, no backs.
Randy Arozarena was traded alongside Jose Martinez from the Cardinals for Matthew Liberatore.
How'd that work out for him?
I don't know.
Well, let's let it play out.
Not real good.
As Bill O'Brien once said about DeAndre Hopkins' deal. Let it play out.
No.
Let's let it play out.
Looking back, it was a horrible decision.
John, let's let it play out, please.
Mm-hmm. Arozarena, that dude is going to be. Now, he's Cuban, but like Lima would say, oh, no. In North Carolina, I'm a black guy.
In West Virginia? He's West Virginia. No, I'm black. Well, yeah, but you're Dominican.
No.
Bro, in West Virginia, I'm big time black. Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
I'm not gonna challenge you there on that one.
I don't think there's any question Randy Arozarena is one of the up and comings. That dude's gonna make a boatload. 913 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come on in and hang with us. 713-780-3776
yeah,
is the number.
Matthew Harkrider makes a good point. The question really is whether or not you can stand to look at Jock Peterson's face that much. And I'm out.
I know. We're listening to Fred Nasia yesterday, and they were talking about Jock Peterson, and my buddy goes, I don't want no Dodgers.
He was just, all the Dodgers come off as total turds. All of them. And I mean, I'm not even saying it because they wanted to. I felt that way about them in 17. They look like a team full of turds.
Yeah. No, I don't want anything to do with them. Robbie Grossman was another name they brought up, and I wouldn't mind having. I'll take Robbie Grossman in the outfield last year.
Old school Robbie Grossman?
Man, he's a pain in the ass, too, for the Astros, if you want to know the truth. But you want Miles Straw starting in center field next year? Is that what you want? Is that what you're looking for?
No.
With Aledmys Diaz in left? Is this what you want in your life?
I don't want that.
Okay, just asking for a friend.
Well, but Jock Peterson. I mean, is that the best we can do?
No, Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson is there's a reason Jock Peterson didn't get any at-bats this year.
Is there any minor leaguers that can come up and be good?
Hitters? We don't know that.
I mean, I didn't know who Paredes and Christian Javier were at this time.
And oh, by the way, I saw another article.
I remember thinking, Fromber sucks. That's what I used to say last year.
Saw another article that had the battle for closers between Paredes and Javier. I wouldn't mind that.
I like Javier I still like him as a starter, but I don't know. Maybe you reimagine the way you look at pitching. And see, I think Javier has better stuff than Paredes. Paredes has a live fastball, but it's kind of flat. Javier has got a lot more movement, and he throws strikes. I think Javier actually could be a closer. And he was getting in like the mid 90s. He can whip the fastball up there hot enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, Paredes is more of a setup man. He's more in the. He's a big arm.
Just got to watch. He's got to learn to pitch, though. We got to watch his wildness.
He got to learn to pitch, but you know, he's got young arms, though.
I know he's a whip, and who knows? Everybody goes to Fromber's psychologist, and everybody throws strikes next year,
and also Stromer. Stromy will get you tightened up.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't mind Brad Hand in there. If you moved Javier to the bullpen and you went Javier. I just don't know that that's long-term. I don't know if Lance McCullers is a long-term starter here. I mean, do you want... Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm putting Javier in the bullpen. Since Lance is going to be here this year, you know what? If he's gone the next year, you can take Javier out and put him back in the starting rotation. Yeah. I don't care.
Do you see this?
Or I'm assuming that your guy...
Brad Peacock?
No. Your other guy.
Which one?
Trevor... Hold on. I think I've got COVID fog. What's his name? Whitley. I'm assuming Whitley's going to be one of your starters next year,
well,
right? He couldn't even start during a COVID year.
Well, why would you think he's not going to?
Will he be with the organization in 2021? No.
2022.
No, we're in 2020. 2022. Will Forrest Whitley be with the organization in 2022?
Probably not. This dude is the most expected, the most talked about, never, ever, ever pitched guy I've ever seen. The most I've ever seen. Did you see breaking news? Bridgestone Golf announces it has signed a golf ball endorsement deal extension with Tiger Woods and Bryson DeChambeau.
Bridgestone, that's pretty serious business.
That is serious
business. Wait a minute. Does Nike not do their own golf balls anymore?
No, they're out of, How long has that been? It's been a while, a little while. They're out of the golf business. So
Titleist put them out of business. Titleist like, bitch, I need to stop getting in our lane.
Yeah.
Stop. Keep doing those leggings. Keep doing shoes. Keep doing hoodies. Keep doing hats. But y'all need to stay out of our golf ball business. But Tiger's still Nike, though.
Oh, yeah. He's still Nike. He's also teed up. On this date in 2012, Johnny Manziel and the Texas A&M beat number one Alabama 29-24 in Tuscaloosa. Where were you watching Johnny do it?
I was at home.
Not on your patio? Mm-mm. You didn't have a patio.
I didn't have a patio then, but I was at home watching, and I wasn't even hiding it. I was cheering for Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I had Alabama. I was laying the points, and at first I really wasn't cheering for Johnny. I was like, ha, watch what happens now, Aggies. I'm laying the points. And once I got to the second half and I knew that I wasn't going to win the number, because the number was pretty high, at the end I started cheering for Johnny. Not actually, I was cheering for Alabama for most of it, but at the end, if I'm laying points with you and you're not going to cover for me, I want you to get beat.
Yes.
I want you to hurt.
Yes, yes.
I want your fans to hurt.
Yes, I agree.
I want your players to hurt. Oh. I want your family to hurt.
Want to know the truth? You want to know the truth? I kind of wish that on the Texans
when you laid it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're laying,
I had the Texans. I'm like,
oh, against Jacksonville?
Yeah.
That late touchdown?
A-holes.
Now you, and let me guess, you wanted them to collect the onside kick.
Yeah. Yeah. Lose now. A-holes.
I didn't play them because I just thought that I have a fundamental truth. I don't lay more than, I'd never lay more than really 4 or 4.5 with a bad team on the road. That's why I had Jets plus, and that's why I just passed on Texans because I couldn't take a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I knew. Deshaun,
you thought you had a cover, didn't you? You thought you had a cover.
Deshaun MVP? Yes. And is Deshaun going to beat something called Jake Luton? Yes. I love this spot right here. Texans are going to smother Jake Luton. He's going to look terrible. He's going to be one of the worst quarterbacks in NFL history. Texans D dominates
Deshaun's
again.
He's got to start covering more spreads, though. At some point, he's got to start covering the numbers. Okay?
Yeah.
We can't just give him passes for not covering.
No, he's got to cover the number. There's no question. No, you like your players more. I mean, it's a fact. Yeah. You like them more when they make you money.
Your team. You like your team
more. Yes, you like your team more.
You develop special places in your heart and hatred in your heart. Dell, in your short time of gambling, where you tried to step out a little bit, did you find that you started to hate certain players or teams?
No, because I'm filled with some of that already.
Anyway, yeah,
I didn't need it. I mean, I didn't consistently bet enough on teams to realize. But I mean, there's some screaming at some random San Jose State player for not catching a football that he should have. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, it has to happen. I have really, really disliked heartily certain players and teams. And in the same token, there are certain players that I just have a soft spot in my heart for. I'll tell you right now, CeeDee Lamb, the ability to make that last catch. First of all, the play that was made to stop Pittsburgh on the fourth down instead of them kicking a field goal that allowed the Cowboys to get the ball back and complete one more pass to CeeDee Lamb. Over the catch total, over the yard total. Love that guy.
you know what?
Garrett Gilbert, too.
Right.
Now I look at Garrett Gilbert and I say to myself, Garrett, nice job.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kellen Moore for calling that play that highlighted CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, all of them. Similarly, I don't like Antonio Brown. Not a fan of Antonio Brown right now. And I'm really not a fan of Daniel Jones. And I hate the Eagles.
Wow. That is saying something.
I think I am 0 for my last 7 against the Eagles. Maybe 8.
NFL execs have voted on the best and worst trades, signings, and offseason moves in 2020. The best moves?
Who's this from?
ESPN.
Oh, good.
Jeremy Fowler.
Okay.
Best moves. Well, this is ESPN. This is NFL execs voting on it.
Right.
So, best moves?
Acquiring David Johnson?
That was in the worst ones.
Huh.
DeAndre Hopkins, best move. Stephon Diggs, best move.
Yes. Yes.
Tom Brady, best move.
Okay.
Giants signed James Bradbury. Colts trade for DeForest Buckner.
Wait, Giants signed Bradbury is one of the best moves?
One of the best moves.
Okay. They got DeForest for one first, and they redid his deal before he negotiated it. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Seahawks trade for Carlos Dunlap. instead of giving up a fifth for Tack McKinley, they gave up a guy who got 83 and a half sacks. He's been sluggish of late. Yeah. Browns fix their offensive tackle problem.
Yeah, with Conklin and Kendrick Wills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saints, Vikings pay Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook. Yes.
Well, to me, you still have to wait on those two.
Well,
because by the way,
they're paying big dividend. If they were unhappy right now,
this isn't even their new contract money yet. No, let's see what happens next year.
Oh, I'm going to bet on them.
No, they're both phenomenally talented players. Let's just see if they stay healthy.
Hey, listen, if you had to do it right now, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints, I'm a little more worried about Saints and Minnesota, even though the injury issue is more with Cook than Kamara.
Seahawks trade for Jamal Adams. Two first-round picks.
Is that on the good one or bad?
It's on the good. Honorable mention. Two first-round picks is a steep price, but that's what greatness costs. Panthers signed Teddy Bridgewater. That's actually worked out pretty damn well.
How's Seattle's defense look with greatness being added?
I don't understand how he's...
Well, but he's a great player, I guess. Teddy Bridgewater is definitely a good signing.
He's been way better than...
Steelers signed Eric Ebron. That's a big... 49ers trade for Trent Williams. Chiefs re-signed Travis Kelce, and Eagles trade for Darius Slay. Worst moves.
Okay.
Titans signed Vic Beasley Jr. That's not good. $9.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Three tackles and a forced fumble. Texans inactive at trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Ely Enku doesn't count. That doesn't count.
By the way, he played this week for Dallas. I saw him on the field.
He did?
Yeah.
Jets spend Robbie Anderson's money on bargain deals.
Okay.
That's okay.
Do the David Johnson one.
Vikings trade for Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah, and then they ended up dealing him.
Buccaneers sign Antonio Brown.
We'll find out.
I would
play him from the slot. I wouldn't play him outside.
How the Cowboys allocated their money from Dak to the defense.
Yeah, it's not working out.
Mm-hmm. Bears sign Jimmy Graham. Bengals signed Trey Williams, and Bills signed Josh Norman. Worst deals. Well,
Josh Norman played that poorly.
It's a foregone conclusion to DeAndre Hopkins, since that was one of the best moves by the Cardinals. Therefore,
it's one of the worst. Josh Norman's missed a lot of games.
Yeah, Josh Norman does he even count?
He's missed three different games with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, so. He's missed three games. Plus,
no, I mean,
Wallace.
Yeah, you were counting on him. That counts.
But Trey Davis White got hurt in the Seahawks game, so we'll see. They may need Josh Norman.
Ooh, Tre'Davious White being hurt is a big deal.
That's big. He was on the ground for a while the other day.
So, and then you said David Johnson. You already read.
Well, David Johnson. Since
David's in there, right?
Since DeAndre Hopkins was one of the best moves, hence. That was the Texan side was one of the worst moves.
Well, are you saying that or did he say
this
that?
This is what they're saying.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah. I mean, they didn't have to put that in there DeAndre Hopkins is on the best side.
David Johnson has to be in there. What's the best free agency move the Texans that you recall them making ever? It's easy to me.
The best free agency move they ever made?
Yep, it's an easy one. During the Rick era.
Ed Reed. No.
No.
Wasn't Ed Reed?
That would be in some of the worst. He, Amon Green. Ed's probably the worst because you let Glover Quinn go.
I don't know.
Jonathan Joseph.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were in the mode for Nnamdi Asamoah, and instead you took that money and got J-Jo and Daniel Manning.
Yeah.
So that was easily the best that I've ever seen the Texans make from a free agent standpoint.
Yep.
Antonio Smith ended up being a good one. It didn't look like it the first year, part of the first year, but he really came on, and Antonio Smith was a good player for him.
No, J.J. was the best. I don't think there's any question.
Aaron Colvin was, I put that in the lower part of the list.
What, the bottom?
How low?
Ed Reed? I don't know. I would put Ed Reed even
Ed
below
Ed Reed is
that.
One.
Ed Reed worse than Colvin?
Yeah, because Ed Reed... I think also it was hand in hand with letting Glover Quinn go.
Well, Glover Quinn knew he wasn't going to come back a year
before
it happened.
No.
I think they turned. Didn't offer him a deal. I don't think Ed Reed made them give. I think they just let Glover Quinn go and then said, "Oh, there's Ed Reed."
Maybe, because Glover said in 2013, he told us on the radio that he hadn't even heard from the Texans.
Yeah.
I'm like,
whoa. From the Houston Texans?
Yeah, when he was with them.
You didn't hear from Glover your own team?
Even heard from his own team about a contract deal. Like, I said, man, you looking forward to coming back? I'm like, well, we haven't even gotten a call from the Texans about coming back. Like,
And then Charlie
said that, well, that's certainly not what you hope for in contract negotiations.
And then he went on to play 14 more years of good football.
And then Ed Reed came the same year. Who knows? Maybe the Texans had targeted Ed Reed.
What did he last four games? How many games?
Well, the city million? Was so inhospitable. How could you expect them to play when they robbed the man's car?
Stole his man because he had a bunch of cash in a trash bag.
Took money out of a trash bag. That was in his car. You can't expect a man to want to play here. Look what they did to him, John.
Well, yeah, because Baltimore's,
that's a straight Broward County
so
move.
Safe while.
Yeah, but did we hear about him getting robbed? No. He was a legend.
We didn't
there.
Hear about it, but if you leave cash in a trash bag in your car, guess what
right
happens?
Here, not on the map. Harris County. You
guess what happened?
The map on Harris County. We go all the way back to 2013. And you see right here, Ed Reed lost $20,000 in cash from a trash bag. Now, that's going to hurt his chances of being a good football player when he loses money in a trash bag stolen out of his car.
You know what happens if you got bugs? You call Scott McGrath, McGrath Pest Control. If you got roaches, that's gross. I mean, honestly, if you see a roach in your house, just call immediately. Don't wait. That's gross. Or in your business. You got roaches at your business? I saw Scott McGrath working on a buddy of mine's business, and he had a never-ending roach problem, and he said, Watch this. Watch this, roaches, and see how this works out for you. Well, it didn't work out well. I had him check my house for termites. It's a wonderful, easily done. And Scott McGrath came, and he said, all systems go. He did. He said, all systems go. Mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. We use McGrath Pest Control at our house. We love them. You will love them, too. 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240, or McGrathPestControl.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here to hang with us. We'll be talking to a lot of Texans here this morning on the show. Texas A&M, we had Jimbo on. He said he had positive tests, and they're looking at the contact tracing. There are certain regulations in the SEC, and he'll find out whether or not he has enough players. He has to have certain number of players at each position. Seven offensive linemen have to be healthy and negative, quarterback and blah, 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 all of these things. So they're looking at that today. There's a chance that they don't play against Tennessee. Already a couple of games canceled. Auburn's been canceled. And what was the other game?
So far, Auburn, Mississippi State is out. LSU and Alabama's on the brink.
Yep.
What else was there?
There was one other game that's already been canceled.
Who is it with? So I thought LSU, like everybody had it already.
That's what Coach Joe said.
But that's more than a couple months ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, they didn't. Everybody didn't have it. They scoffed at the 30 players that were quarantined. Yeah. They said their quarantine doesn't mean they tested positive.
There was a lot of players who did get it after that, too, though.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. I guess so.
Right. And it's more than a couple months ago. So.
Yeah, Coach O said September 15th, most of the team has had coronavirus.
Has had coronavirus.
Yes.
So that could have been in June, July, whatever.
Yeah, and it's been months, almost 2 months since he made that statement. So It wouldn't matter at this point, because when you stink and you got your ass kicked by Auburn, it's time to go to a Halloween party the night of that ass kicking.
Ooh.
That's what they did, allegedly, according to Ross Dellinger.
Allegedly.
That's the report.
Why you got to allege stuff?
That's what Ross Dellinger reported.
Well, it seems like that's an allegation.
That the
you allege, that seems like an allegation.
Well, he is reporting. Fine, how about that? Reports say that after that ass kicking, they went to some of the kids went to a Halloween party, and that is the cause of this current issue. So only one game is definitely off. Auburn, Miss State. The other two, A&M and Tennessee and LSU, Alabama, are on the brink. LSU already has had a game rescheduled, so they don't have the open week, because the Florida LSU games for that open week that the SEC set up. So there may be a push to play if possible, because there may not be a place to make it up.
Air Force and Wyoming has been canceled.
And Wisconsin said they're on course to play Michigan, which Michigan's like, damn it, you guys couldn't have, pushed it out another week.
You sure Michigan isn't going to, I think I got some sniffles?
I don't know, but Graham Mertz,
man,
is, I guess, eligible to play, because 21 days would be Friday. So he would be, okay to play on Saturday?
Yeah, if he is, man, Michigan is going to get their ass handed to him. They are getting into dangerous. Michigan's getting into a dangerous territory here.
This thing with Harbaugh.
Okay.
First of all, this quarterback's not very good. They think this quarterback was just going to be, and he has not looked good. They're not running it good. I thought Harbaugh would be a great addition. I really thought at some point it would be a slugfest back and forth between Michigan and Ohio State. This has got to be disappointing for Michigan that they've never, they're not really even closing the gap really on Ohio State at all. It's not really even getting
that close. The gap. It's wide. It's wider than ever.
Yeah, the best shot
he hasn't beat Ohio State yet, and he's 0-1. What is he, 0-2 or 3 now?
1-2.
1-2?
Yes. His best shot. Oh, you mean against Ohio State? Oh, no, they beat Minnesota first game of the year. They blew out Minnesota.
No one knew that.
Michigan, their best opportunities were in his first couple years. Remember, they were like a fourth down and one away from.
Yeah, they had a good game. They had a really good Ohio State game.
Yeah,
but
early.
Then, since then, it's been embarrassing, and been getting blown out.
Well, that game was after the one that they got blown out by Ohio State the year before.
Yeah,
where they couldn't run with anybody.
Well, now they look so slow.
No, it's been embarrassing. You weren't here yesterday. Well, somebody asked if Jim Harbaugh gets fired at Michigan, how about Jim Harbaugh for the Texans job?
I mean, it might not be a terrible move.
He was a good coach, really good coach at San Francisco.
Honestly, it might not be a bad move. It just feels, God, you're taking him on. Probably the same feeling that people had when Cliff Kingsbury is hired at Arizona. Like,
how's that working out?
This guy just had a losing record for the Red Raiders?
Yeah, but...
This is a little different.
Here's the difference.
Harbaugh's had success.
That Cliff is a specialist at what he does.
Yeah, but But Harbaugh has a better pedigree than Cliff.
Yeah.
You could conceivably say this is a guy who coached for, he doesn't recruit. He coached, it's Michigan's, a lot of it has to do with recruiting, things like that. Harbaugh had success with the 49ers. Harbaugh, frankly, to me, is just more of a pro coach. So, yeah, I guess you probably do have to consider Harbaugh if you were open. Okay. Yeah, I would consider him.
Absolutely.
And I would think that. So, okay, so I guess just a GM is going to be found, right? By Corn Ferry, by Jed Hughes.
Yeah.
He's just finding a GM. Are they going to let a GM pick the coach?
Unless Corn Ferry is going to do that too.
I wouldn't.
No.
To me, you got to have alignment.
No.
The Texans used the word alignment once. Bill O'Brien said it. And the very next year,
they were aligned is when they hired
that same GM.
When they got rid of
Rick.
When they got rid of Rick.
And then the GM was fired the next year when they were
unaligned. Unaligned.
They need true alignment
misaligned.
In this organization. I think Gary Kubiak was probably aligned with Rick Smith at one point.
Well,
and
since
then
Gary
weren't.
Hired him, yeah.
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 And then they weren't. But it needs to be GM hiring coach.
Yep. Can we get La Raza in here before we take a break?
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, what up, Juanito? What up, Lance?
What up,
Delvincito? Gentlemen, buenos dias.
Buenos.
So, I had a quick question, and then I have a comment after that. Hey, I wanted to talk to Lance because he's an NFL guy. Lance, do you feel like Tom Brady never – because I remember in his division, I don't remember recalling having a quarterback like Drew Brees facing him like that, how he did these two games. In his division, I don't think the Jets, the Dolphins, or the Bills had a quarterback that actually stepped up to Tom Brady throughout the years. I thought maybe that was kind of like a downfall for him because nobody really analyzed him a lot. You know, maybe that was one of the things that they were so successful in the Patriots. I mean, I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I mean, you're not...
I want to say, before I go, I want to say happy birthday to the Marines out there, 245. You know how we do it. I'm going to drink one for y'all, man. Hoorah.
Hoorah. So, he's not inaccurate. The Buffalo Bills, the Miami Dolphins, and the New York Jets. Remember, the Jets gave him the toughest challenge back in the day, and that was Mark Sanchez. I mean, there really has not, during Tom Brady's time, the quarterbacks in his division have not been good.
Mm-mm.
Buffalo was searching for quarterbacks forever. Theirs were terrible. The Jets couldn't find a good quarterback. And then you look at the Dolphins. Who did the Dolphins have in mid-2000s? And
Jay Fiedler.
He was probably the best from that early 2000 era.
You being serious?
Yeah.
That was the best?
They made the playoffs a couple times with him. Yeah.
Jay Fiedler was okay.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was okay coming over from the Jags. Then you had some Gus Frerotte thing. You had some Dante Culpepper. When Saban got there and he chose Dante Culpepper in his second year as the coach over Drew Brees. And then you had some Tannehill since about 2012 until last year. It's not been great. La Raza is right. The AFC East has done a poor job of finding a quarterback.
Yep. That's unbelievable. The whole division, the other three teams,
well, for a
20-year period, couldn't find a quarterback to compete with Tom Brady.
The only thing that competed with Tom Brady was the Miami defensive front down in Miami. That's the only thing that gave him consistent trouble. But as far as quarterbacks were concerned, nah,
no,
nothing.
The Jets, I think, won a couple of divisions. The Bills did not win a division. The
Dolphins won one.
So there were, other than Tom Brady winning 19. I mean,
his competition was purely against the Colts and the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah, that was up this week.
And those are the teams. It was like, it was never Texans. It was always going to be Colts, Steelers, Ravens. Those were that was the competition.
And I think wasn't the year Matt Castle was there, was one of the years.
That was the year Miami won.
Miami won.
As far as when he's healthy.
He only lost two times in the division.
Even the Jets, when they beat him in the playoffs, the Jets were the wild card because that game was on the road.
Vinny Testaverde was there. That's right, with the Jets at one point.
Yep. 945 ESPN, 97.5. Time to talk about Hoops, Sporting Goals, and equipment. Hoops, Sporting Goals, and equipment are it's not even arguable, people. It is the best. It's not close. Second place isn't even close. From the service with the installation, that is second to none. To the unrustable stanchion, to the tempered glass backboard, to the breakaway rim, which is kind of silly because it doesn't break away. It's unbreakable. You could hang on it all day long. And that's what the kids want to do. To the lowering and raising of the goal of the entire backboard so that the kids can actually enjoy it as opposed to sitting up. It's sitting in the driveway where nobody plays because they can't do anything, can't have any fun on a 10-foot goal. They can't even get the ball to the goal. I mean, all of these things. And the kids, they just want to dunk, Dad. That's all they want to do. And when you go to ProDunkHoops.com, that's all you'll see is pictures of kids hanging on the rim, dunking. Because that's what the kids want to do, Dad. So go to ProDunkHoops.com, see for yourself. It doesn't get any better. ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776.
What you're about to talk about is the most disrespectful. I saw it yesterday. It is the most disrespectful thing that I have ever seen on a football field. Somebody has got to, and they lost. That's in a losing effort.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, didn't Maryland beat Penn State?
Yeah, they beat them.
Yeah, that's Maryland.
So Penn State left tackle bowls over the Maryland defensive end on a run block.
He's a small little guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy. Might be a linebacker. And then the Penn State, laying on top of him, he started humping him. And, I mean, blatantly humping him from the dude.
My God, it's like how many humps? Rex Chapman said stop the count.
Stop. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Oh. Nine humps before the play. I don't know how many. I've got the tape. I'm going to go look.
That dude should be suspended. Yes. You cannot hump another player on the field. That's
way too much.
That's way
he should be suspended. No, that could start a fight. Like, for real, if Maryland doesn't want to fight that guy immediately, look what he did. Like, it's worse than you. We're not even describing it. The guy is laying on his face. The guy's laying on his stomach. The Penn State guy's laying on top of him, and he's humping his back. And the other guy can't get up. He's not. It looks terrible.
It's the worst. That is awful. Please don't ever do that again.
What's that Penn State's left tackle's name? I mean,
50-something. I don't know. I couldn't see the other number. Wow.
It's not Ryan Bates. That was last year. Is it Rashid Walker? Yep, number 53, redshirt sophomore. I'm going to see on. It was a great block. He was a small little guy though. 6'6", 313 pounds of hump. I'm gonna go to his Twitter account now.
Now, who sent this out? Texas football. Just going to leave this here. The best player in the Big 12 plays at Texas. The best player in the Big 12 plays at Texas, and he plays on defense first year. Jack Rusher, Joseph Osai, is terrorizing opposing offenses with his speed, arm length, and power off the edge. Matt Miller, NFL draft analyst. Who's Matt Miller?
Well, he's been a Bleacher Report forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He says he's the best player in the Big 12.
I mean, he's really good. I got to watch him close. Tylan Wallace is pretty good. Oklahoma. No. I mean, Tylan is really impressive right now to me. The way he can go up and get the ball is pretty strong. But Osai's playing great. Osai's killing people. I just need to look at him closer.
I don't want to ruin your fun, but I've dug into this video you're watching. If you look at the top of the screen, you see one of the Maryland players walking. And the video's clearly edited because the Maryland player is like tracking back disappears. And forth. Yeah.
It's looped it's back not and forth. Times.
It's no. He probably was getting up and then and they kept.
I bet he might have done it once
back and forth.
Hold up, John. Bring it back.
Look at the feet at the top of the screen. It's not that many.
Well,
times.
Okay. So go to if you go to Barstool. Barstool had a copy. I think he only does it like three times. This is the
no,
one.
No, this is actually only once because that guy keeps walking back and forth.
Yeah, he may have done it once,
He was just getting up,
or he's just getting up, which is probably the likelier.
That's
disrespectful.
The whole thing, though.
Yeah,
that's bad. Whoever edited that, that's
you liked it a little bit.
I did. But not if it was. What if you knew the kid underneath?
Well, hey man, you got violated on the field.
He did get violated.
Well, it appears that Rashid Walker did not go full on dog on a leg on him multiple times.
Here's another one,
Lance. Because that one was just out of control.
This is an interesting Mac Jones, number 28 overall prospect in 2021 draft. How many quarterbacks would that make? In the first round,
could be as many as five. I have to take a look at Mac Jones because part of me is seeing like a little Joe Burrow stuff popping up where I already have my mind made up from what I saw on his junior tape, and then all of a sudden the numbers start rolling in, and then you start looking like, well, that's a pretty good throw. So I'm going to, you know, by the end, I was, the tape was the tape. I mean, Burrow was excellent. Mac Jones is, I want to take a look at Mac Jones. He might be a little better than I'm thinking.
Are we convinced? All right now, if I tell you Mac Jones gets picked before Trey Lance.
I'm not convinced of that.
Well, okay.
Zach Wilson, the question is, does Zach Wilson get picked before Trey Lance?
Well, but when it's all said and done, they might go, North Dakota State, I'm seeing Carson Wentz. I see what Mac Jones is doing. Yeah. Mac Jones wins a national championship, is throwing dimes, is dropping dimes. Listen, I love the way Mac Jones' deep ball is fantastic.
Well, I'm telling you, if you start really adding up, he's not a bad athlete out of the pocket.
No.
If you start adding up a lot of things, he's got the little white sleeves that go down here just like Burrow had. I'm telling you, he physically looks similar to Joe Burrow. He gets out of the pocket and can do some damage with his feet. He went from being okay on tape last year to all of a sudden like, wow, he's starting to really make some throws and do some things, and he's a better football player. And he came from the same conference. Subconsciously, there are going to be people just like me for teams who say, wonder if he's kind of like Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, SEC, LSU, Alabama.
Hold on a second. You start with Lawrence, Fields, Zach Wilson or Trey Lance next, Mac Jones, and Kyle Trask. You got a chance for six in the first round.
I don't think there's that many teams that need quarterback. That's the thing. I think the supply is high and the demand will be lower.
I don't know.
Now, what's going to happen?
Look at the Packers took a first-round quarterback this year.
So here's what's going to happen.
Did that surprise you?
Here's what's going to happen. There will be trade-ups from good teams with older quarterbacks.
Or
like the Indianapolis Colts will look. Well, it depends on how hot the names get. And it depends on where they are. If they're in the 20s, it could be like they're going to want certain quarterbacks. But you're going to see New England, the Steelers, the Saints, the Colts.
Okay, the Jets need a quarterback.
Yeah, well, the Jets are going to get one.
The Jets need a quarterback.
I'm saying good teams have a chance to get quarterbacks.
Washington needs a quarterback.
Well, they've got Haskins.
Washington needs a quarterback.
Well, they've got Atlanta.
Do the Eagles need a quarterback?
They can't afford to draft one in the first. And nah, they already drafted Jalen in the second. They're not drafting.
The Bears need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Colts need a quarterback.
Yep.
That's four. The Bucks need a quarterback? Yes.
Yeah.
The Saints might need a first-round quarterback?
Saints need a quarterback, yes.
That's six?
It's mostly good teams, though.
Yeah. Well, but that's okay. They still need quarterbacks.
So they're going to be
in the first round.
They're going to be back in the 20s. What I'm saying is they're going to trade up.
Seattle doesn't. San Francisco doesn't, I don't think.
Probably not.
No. Arizona, the Rams don't. That's six.
Yeah. It's not as many as you think.
And then the Eagles are maybe seven. But guess what? I know I got Tom Brady. I know I got Drew Brees. But guess what I'm going to do? The Packers did it last year with Jordan Love. They're going to draft a quarterback.
No. I think those teams would for sure be looking at quarterbacks. The question is, how many are true first rounders?
The Patriots. That's eight.
Yeah,
I didn't count the Patriots.
We had six. You had six.
No, Patriots, well, six, I'm counting.
See, the Eagles won. They just drafted Jalen.
The Eagles, okay.
They drafted Jalen in the second.
Yeah.
Seven. Well, no, they did. The same organization.
I know.
But they paid Carson Wentz and they drafted Jalen Hurts. They can't draft a quarterback in the first.
That's seven. Seven teams that need a quarterback. Guess what? Yeah. When there's six first rounders, guess what that does? Creates a lot of competition.
But some of those I would say, like, a lot of the Bucks can hang on if they want to, but it would be smart to get a quarterback. But if they're also way back in the 20s, they may only like three quarterbacks in the first. You know, that matters too. Now, the Colts need one now. They got a chance to win now. Yeah. They need a quarterback. Now, frankly, they need one now instead of Phillip Rivers. The Saints really need to take a look at it, unless they believe in Jameis Winston. Unless they think Jameis, or unless they plan on doing something with your guy, quarterback slash wide receiver. Yeah, Taysom Hill. Steelers need one now.
There's another one.
You mentioned Steelers, I thought.
I didn't mention Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers need one now.
No, I did not mention
Steelers. I mean, Steelers,
I might have mentioned Steelers.
Because Steelers can keep it going if they get a good young quarterback now. I mean, I think Patriots need one now. Bill Belichick doesn't want to play forever.
Need one.
I think they need one now.
Are you kidding? What they've been watching, Cam. They need one now. I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick's been watching their games. They need one now.
It will be interesting to see which teams are willing to move up for the quarterback.
It'll be interesting to see when you beat it.
Okay. I don't ever want to see that, by the way.
I'm just saying. That's all.
I don't think it'd be interesting. I think it'd be sad.
I think it'd be something. Yeah, I don't think it's something anybody wants to see. But what does that music mean?
Time for Lance to go.
I would do something, but I'm not going to because there's a Twitch camera on.
That hadn't stopped you before.
No. Yeah, but I've decided to not do it anymore. Yeah, I can.
Why don't you moonwalk with your chair?
Make all the noise.
Time to go. Time for me to be a champion. Time to talk champion. Time to talk about paying less every single month. And I know it's beautiful out, so you don't care, right? Well, you're not going to use your air conditioner nearly as much. Yes, you are. I mean, you're still using it. I don't know about you, but we're still using ours every night, and we want to cool in the house. We want to cool in that bedroom, and boy, is it ever. I put it on 40. I don't care because I got champion, and I'm going to spend less. I'm paying less. So just, yeah, I will willy-nilly with the air conditioning. Yeah, unlike your dad, your mom and dad. Close that door. What are we, air conditioning outside? Don't care about it now because I'm paying less. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.